Welcome to the Funnel Brew School podcast. I'm Ashley Paragoy, and I am so excited because I'm going to teach online course creators like yourself how to create and optimize sales on autopilot. Structured around my signature Ripple revenue method, my team and I invite you to tune in weekly for insider insight and tangible moves you can make for your funnels that will take your conversions from beans to steam. Let's get brewing. Hey guys, Ashley Paragoy here, and I'm excited to talk to you about Web 3.0 and how SEO, or search engine optimization, is changing and evolving into this new space that is coming into play and will be coming into play and rolling out more and more, especially as smart devices come out and things just change, and also people get more comfortable with technology and how we utilize all the things that are at our fingertips and also in our rooms, in our hallways, everything. I mean, like, so many things are voice activated now. I mean, I won't even dare say the word for our friends at Amazon, and that name that most of us know, Alexa, or Siri. And so all these things are coming into play. And what does that mean? How does this affect you as a business owner in the online space? And that's what I'm going to break down to you, because all too often, and for a very long time, we have all been taught to focus on keywords, and how that is changing, or really just evolving in Web 3.0, is what I'm going to break down in this episode, and what you can do now to prepare and ultimately have it so that your website, your landing pages, your product, whatever it is that you're offering, comes up when people are searching in this new way of searching and what that means. So I'm going to fast forward for a second. Let's pretend it's 10 years from now, and we might be in Web 4.0 by that point. Who knows? But let's just, for the sake of storytelling, let's just say we're 10 years from now. And the culture is driverless cars. Everything is voice activated. In essence, we've just become lazier but more efficient at the same time, if that makes sense. We're used to saying, you know, do this. What's this? What's on my calendar? Order me this. Find this. Give me some ideas for events that are coming up this weekend, you know, whatever those things are that we're currently searching for on our phones or through voice, and a little bit of both, right? Like, there is this omni focus already where people are searching for things in different ways. Some people just go to Google and they type in keywords and they see what pops up. Other people might type in things that are just like as if they were to ask their smart devices what X, Y, and Z is, or they ask their phones. They have different apps that are tracking different things. And the way that all this is going to be changing, again, 10 years from now, is that there is an even more omnipresent. So like right now, where there's all these individual AI type of assistants, like those voice assistants, my thought and my hypothesis on this is that maybe at some point we'll all have our own little digital assistants that know us and know what our searches entail. Because already, you know, your device is already learning you. But where the downfall is in that is that that device is tied usually to a certain platform. So I could almost kind of predict that what will happen is maybe we all get our own little personal assistants, or digital assistants rather, that get to know us, that can talk to multiple platforms and know what we mean. Because we might say one thing, somebody else might say it, and they mean something totally different, right? So as an example, if I were to say, hey, tell me what events are going on this weekend, if I generally go with like family type of events, then my digital assistant may be more apt to search for that versus somebody else's digital assistant that is, you know, in their 20 somethings and they're looking for something like nightlife, right? They're looking for that kind of thing. So our digital assistants rather will get to know us, and you're going to be able to pair that experience and that technology with those keywords and those searches that you want to be found for when people are talking to their devices and or typing in. But I don't know how much longer that will be, because even when we ask like our younger teenagers, I mean, we've got kids from age 14, I think, 14 to 19. So they're all in different spaces, right? And it's funny because my 19-year-old is more apt to type in a search query than the 14-year-old. So even that five-year gap, it's like, what, you want me to type something? You know, if I ask the 14-year-old, it's harder for them to even know what to type. They're like, what do I type? Because they're used to talking. So it makes complete sense that as we evolve and adopt the Web 3.0 space, that everything is voice-centric. And what this means for keywords isn't that they aren't important. It's that now we have to add an additional layer on to what we already know works, because we are in this transitional space right now where, and we will be for a while, but it's where, depending on the generation, the comfort level, the devices that somebody has right now determines how they are more likely to search for a product or a service or an event, you know, whatever that entails. So right now, all of it's important. But as we evolve, you also want to implement those voice-centric type of searches within your content that you are putting out there. And this is relevant to any written content, podcast, videos, everything in between. Any kind of multimedia content, you're going to want to ensure that you have some of these things that I'm going to go over with you in place now. Just like the last website I did, or not the last website, the last podcast I did was on all the design elements. And this one is really focused in on the search engine optimization and how that is changing and evolving and what this means for your brand. So a lot of bloggers who have focused in on keywords and things like that in the past, again, those are all still important, but here's where it changes. So let's go back and, okay, we have fast forwarded to that, you know, 10 years from now, this AI digital assistant, really customer centric ability to find the things that you're specifically looking for online or while you're driving or not driving, whatever it is, when you're looking for that solution, right? And you're speaking out and you're looking for those solutions, here's what that means. You want to think about your content that you're putting out there in a way that is exactly like you would say it if you were your customer. That is like the quickest advice that I can throw out there to you. So instead of thinking about your content as a writer or just about like the headlines or the tags or the meta tags or all the different things that kind of go into search engine optimization today as we know it, again, here's we're gonna add in that additional layer. So to do that, you want to possibly think about your title. Maybe have different titles. Try different titles. See which ones get the most visitors, the most clicks, those kinds of things. It's better to do that now than to do it later. So how I would do that is, I'm just gonna throw this out there. You can either do it in one of two ways. You could either have one link with your content and have one headline, and after 30 days, change it for the next 30 days and then compare it like an A-B test. Or you could even, because there's no rule against this, you could take that same content and give it two different titles on two different pages and see which one does the best and then delete the other one. If you do it for 30 or 60 days, chances are like people probably won't notice because they'll be clicking on the thing that they want. So one setback from that I know that I would get from clients today is like, well, I don't want to do that because then that's creating duplicate content and it's the same content and that might not make sense and da da da. No, we're just using this, we're doing this as an A-B test for the content itself. So that's just a quick tip. That is what I would do if I were you and I was really trying to focus in on that headline and making it so that that headline is voice compatible. Also to throw this in, there are multiple apps and plugins and all kinds of tools out there. You could do a quick Google search and choose maybe one or two that helps with that voice SEO as well. So implementing any of that would be helpful, but also take it with a grain of salt and make sure that it is the most up-to-date and all those fun things. So that's just a quick little tip I'm going to throw in there. The other thing is that when this happens, you want to think about what you might even be familiar with already when it comes to SEO is long tail queries. So what I mean by this is exactly what it means. It's not those keywords. It's not short term. It's not, it's not short form. It's pretty much a drawn out, hey, this is what I need. Go find it type of thing, right? So if people are saying to their devices, hey, find me family friendly events that are happening this weekend, right? Then you might want to have queries going that make it so that that shows up when people are saying those things. So you're going to want to put in those long form queries, and the queries can go into titles, they can go into headlines. You're going to want to put that out there on as many platforms as you can and really just build up that momentum, because that's going to also trigger the ability for your product, service, resource, whatever it is, to show up. So definitely start implementing that and thinking about the phrases that you're using within your content just as your ideal client would find you if they were searching out loud, okay? The other thing you want to also consider is having this ability to be centric enough to your niche, right? So this is where, I mean, we've all heard it, right? Like I keep telling clients, niche down, niche down. The more niche you get, the easier too that your content will be, because it'll be specific to a certain customer. We have heard this over and over again. Know your ideal customer. It is more important now probably than ever, because every piece of content that you put out there, whether that is written or verbal or video, anything in between, you're going to want to make sure that that content is so specific to that ideal client, because all that will do is make sure that you are more in alignment with that ideal customer when they go to search and ask their digital assistant. Because as this evolves more and more, and those digital assistants become even more hyper-personalized, all that will matter. It's kind of one of those things where you're not going to necessarily see the return on it and all that work and that niching down and all that stuff. You're not going to see that overnight, but you will see that over time, just like regular SEO is now. Like SEO is not a fast fix. It is not something that you can just implement in the next 30 days and it works forever. That's not how SEO works. SEO, just like many, many other things in business, take consistency and it takes a long time. I mean, I think that the last stat that I read was that SEO return can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months. And my guess is that the voice SEO and this ability to connect with these digital assistants and be able to be found through voice, that's going to probably take even longer. Because now you've got all this other content that will become outdated. And if you remember, I don't even know when it was probably like 3 years ago, give or take. I remember when the Google algorithm had changed so that it went from like general content and keywords to the most updated information regarding those keywords and searches. So we've already seen that transition. And the reason was it was because something that was posted in, the early 2000s might not be relevant today. And so that's why these search engines made that transition. It was because for the or it was because they wanted to ensure that they were providing good search results for the best outcome and the best user experience. If you're seeing this trend, everything is about the user experience. So if you have a user experience, the last thing you want is to create multiple user experiences because when you have multiple niche markets and you want to help everybody, guess what? That's going to make the user experience 10 times harder for you to be able to create. It's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to create 10 different user experiences without a heck of a lot of tech, heck of a lot of tools, and a heck of a freaking team behind your back. So, unless you are that person, then you're going to really want to make it simple, speak to one person, make it so crystal clear, and make every piece of your content go out and be specifically catering to that person so that you can create a really user-friendly experience between your content, your sales pages, your website, everything. Everything is cohesive, everything is in sync, and everything is streamlined. That will pay off way more than you trying to create several different user experiences within your brand. So keep that in mind. Also, it was really cool because I was reading a statistic that said that the search term for near me, like kind of at the tail end of, a search query, was dying because people just assume that the search engines will show them local events or local services or local products if they are looking for local, right? So if you are a homeowner, for example, and you're looking for some sort of a home service in your area, less people are using that like end thing that says near me, right? So instead of doing that, they're just looking for the thing. They just want the thing that's going to solve their problem that they need right then and there that is local. Whether that's restaurants too. I mean, restaurants, same thing. So if people are looking for good places to eat, instead of saying, hey, device, fill in the blank. Find a good place for me to eat or good place for dinner, good place for group, whatever it is. They're not saying near me anymore. They just assume, and the most of the time, that's the way search engines do work, but they just assume now that they're going to get relevant information back and it's going to all be restaurants that are near them. If they were to get restaurants that were not near them, then they might look with zip code. They might search and add like the query of that city or that location. And people still do that. It's not that they don't. It's just that as they're evolving, it comes down to being so simplistic in what they're searching for, but also so niche and so specific. But it takes that kind of ability to niche down on your end, let the search engines get to know your brand, know your services, know who you're speaking to, and be able to put that in front of the right person who is searching for something in a very streamlined, simple way. And the only way that it will know that is if you put these things into place sooner than later. So just, again, keep that in mind. The other thing, let's see, having your content be hyper-personalized. So this goes down to niching. There's also several other tools and things that you can implement within your website to make things super personalized. They're called like, it's almost like dynamic. I'm sure you've heard that term, dynamic personalized experiences. You can do this a lot with several different platforms. I mean, I could list out a ton of them, but several of them do that now. So they can take somebody's exact search term and place that on a landing page at this point. So it's really cool. So you could have like a product or service that is relevant to, you know, several different types of queries, where then on the sales page or the landing page that they go to, they see exactly what they searched for. Sometimes they can even see their name embedded into it. So there's a lot of really cool tools out there, and I have dove into so many of them, and I have a running list that I'm like, I want to check out. I want to check this out because I can geek out on that kind of thing. I think it's so cool. But do your own research, you know, find out even if your platforms have that capability. Even when it comes to artificial intelligence, you know, don't be scared of it. Kind of embrace it, because it's not going anywhere, honestly. I don't necessarily think that AI will replace everything for everybody by any means, but it is a tool that you can use to optimize what you already have in place, whether that's your level of customer service or how you deliver content or how you answer questions or how you engage with other people on social media, on your website, on your landing pages, wherever all this is evolving. So just keeping your content really relevant, really niche, definitely putting in those tags and everything you already are already doing with your website and SEO, and also adding another layer to be able to be found through voice and testing out different headlines, different types of content, different topics, and really owning the space within the niche that you are really trying to reach the most. So you can't help everybody. Let's streamline it, make it friendly, make it design friendly, SEO friendly, interactive, all those fun things, and just do one step at a time. You don't have to, again, recreate the wheel or do anything crazy in the next 24 hours, but start somewhere. Adopt at least, you know, one tool, one something that will allow you to be shown up in voice search within all these devices that are out already and coming into play. I'm going to actually do a voice search plugin. This is in real time, guys. I'm actually doing this. So the one of the first ones that I see that came up, and honestly, it's kind of cool because there's only been like 300 downloads, but it's called Universal Voice Search. And the app, I believe, is called Speak2Web. speak, and then the number two, and then web, and it's all one word. And it says that the plugin adds voice search to every web page once the plugin is installed, and a microphone symbol is added to every search bar. Da, da, da. So check this out. I'm not going to just like promote it, but it does have a pretty good ranking, but only 300-ish installs, and it looks like it just came out 12 months ago. So it's relatively new too. So this is one, and I'll drop the link to this in the podcast show notes below to you as well. But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like, it's so simple. Just put in a plugin, make it so that your content can show up through search, through voice, and really niche down on your content that you're delivering. And that's it. That's how it's going to change. It's all about the user experience. So with that, I'm going to sign off, let you let this sink in, go do your due diligence as well in the SEO. Make sure you have your plugins put into your website that allow you and your content to be found, and test out a few things maybe. Ask your audience, do polls, do surveys, and don't be afraid to embrace it. Embrace it sooner than later, and you'll be at the top of your game. All right, bye. Have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you love this episode, you know what to do. Leave that review. And if you want to learn more about how I can work with you to grow your seven-digit business, go to ashleyparagoy.com. Or if you want to learn how to build and automate your online course, then you definitely want to visit funnelbrew.com or funnelbrewschool.com, where we give you all of the templates, tools, and resources to scale in no time flat. So thank you again, and I will talk to you on the next episode.